Good morning. It is 10:07 on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. My name is Perry Small, and you're listening to Midday Madness. You know, we can't ignore the fact that there are police officers that have been in harm's way of recent. There were two Chicago cops hurt in separate incidents after thrown objects shattered their patrol car windows, right? According to police, the first incident occurred in the 4,000 block of North Milwaukee Avenue at about 2:30 a.m. Authorities say that the officer was driving a marked vehicle when an object hit the SUV's windshield. And then approximately 30 minutes later, on the 4,300 block of South Pulaski Road, an officer was responding to a call with someone from a crowd threw an object at her vehicle, shattering the driver's side window. And nobody is condoning this kind of behavior. But one of the issues is that, this is according to Wire Points, that 400,000 high-priority 9/11 incidents where dispatchers had no Chicago police available to send. And I have to say that I totally disagree with our guests in some instances of why that is happening. He says there's years of no support from city leadership. I don't know that to be true with Rahm Emanuel and Mayor Daley. It's just time for us to have a different type of policing. So people like Jalen Walker is not shot in the body 60 times in Akron, Ohio. So joining me on the live line is Matt Rosenberg. He is the senior editor of Wire Points. Matt, thank you for coming on. How are you today?
I'm good, Perry, and thank you for having me on. Glad to be with you.
All righty, then. So you're saying years of no support from city leadership, anti-policing legislation, and the damaging rhetoric of the defund movement have taken a toll on Chicago police morale and manpower. Well, I think that they could do better in hiring and being more diverse in their hiring. A lot of black folks have been trying to get on over the years, but they say they failed the psych exam. And I know what kind of psychopaths are on the police department here in Chicago. John Cantanzara is the biggest one of them all. So how do we do this better? What needs to be done so that if somebody is breaking into my home in Roseland Heights, I pick up the phone and say, listen, could you get over here? There's somebody that's got one foot in the window, and I'm ready to, cap them or something like that. How do we do this? How do we improve it?
Sure, Perry. I think, first of all, it's communities on the south side and the west side that are bearing the brunt of the almost non-existent police response that occurs too often when high-priority 911 calls
right.
come in. We actually looked at the different areas that are suffering the most from this problem, and we're talking Woodlawn, Chatham, Greater Grand Crossing, Auburn, Gresham, South Chicago, South Deering, Calumet Heights, and out to the west side. It goes on and on. I think the way to address this issue is twofold. Some people say, for sure, we need more police. I know that's a live and active discussion. Not everyone agrees with that. I think we need to look at that. Then we got half of them sitting at desks.
Absolutely.
Bottom line, we went to a dashboard that the Office of the Inspector General has
okay.
online.
All right.
And it shows you where those, I think, currently. It's 11,680 police officers, the sworn officers, right? Ones with a gun and badge, where they are actually deployed, and only 6,200 of them are actually deployed to, like, districts and patrolling.
Right.
And now a lot of the other stuff is important, right? You need detectives, you need forensics, you need all kinds of people doing administrative stuff. It's not all make work.
Right.
But maybe there would be a way to bring in more civilians for some of it. Not detective work,
right.
not forensics work, but
right.
we need to get more cops out there on the streets so they can respond faster. And we have seen that there's an Austin community group and the American Civil Liberties Union have actually sued the city of Chicago going back to 2011.
Right.
And recently got a settlement that promised more timely information on 911 response.
Yeah.
But as of April, they had not gotten what they wanted.
So
I'd say we got some issues here.
Yeah, we have some real issues. And maybe because I do see it a little bit through a different lens. Because also we have to be very honest. We have a police department here that does not want to work with this mayor and does not want to work with the state's attorney, Kim Fox. They have issues with these women. I don't know why. You know, they bend over backwards trying to make sure that they're safe. But they've got to do a better job, the police officers, of helping solve these shootings on the South and West Side. You know, they just kind of like, well, I've done all I'm going to do. Families are just suffering and are traumatized because they're not getting justice for their family members.
It's a really, really sort of devolved, awful situation. I think we can all agree on that. Now, a lot of people do not want to be witnesses, and everyone knows this, right? It's
right.
A very much talked about thing on the South and West Sides. There's great, great fear of retribution. I'm not sure what the police can do about that, but the police have work to do. And the thing is, they need more detectives. They need probably more police on the street. We're still investigating that.
And maybe even some more witness relocation programs so people can feel safe enough to, you know, to snitch. Because I'm going to snitch. You don't have to pay me a dime. I'm going to tell everything.
Yeah. Yes. Well, citizens have to be citizens. That's the real bottom line here. But in the meantime, we've got this remarkably bad problem. I mean, we all pay taxes, right?
Right.
We know there are just thousands and thousands of homeowners who haven't left yet on the South Side and the West Side and the Northwest Side and the North Side. They pay taxes on their property. They pay sales taxes. They pay fees. We all pay for city services, and you would expect the most basic city service of all is for police to be able to respond to 911 calls. But they end up in these situations, which they call a RAP, or a radio assignment pending, which is not just one call not being answered, mind you. It's a whole period of time where, in their own words, they have, quote, no dispatchable resources available. Well, of course, that means no police officers available. And, like, have you ever walked into a restaurant right when they were slammed, you know?
Uh-huh.
And you're standing there and you're being polite. You're trying not to look impatient. You're going, gee, will someone show up and bring me to a table?
Right.
And they don't. And then they finally do. And then you're waiting 10 minutes for your wait person to come.
Right.
And on. And your food never comes. Well, this is what it's like on Saturday nights, on Friday nights, heck, even on Thursday and Wednesday nights in too much of the city of Chicago. So we do not want to scapegoat police. Now, can they do better on a lot of things? Can they clear more murders? Yes, if they get more detectives and more cooperation. Can they still improve their conduct? Absolutely. Can and should they and must they end their code of silence, right, when cops spot wrongdoing in their own department? They really need to work on that. So no one has given police a free pass here at all, but they do need more support from the city and the city council. I mean, we had, you know, the Socialist Party, the Democratic Socialists of America, who now have six members on the city council. When one of them voted for Mayor Lightfoot's budget for 2021, in the fall of 2020, they drummed him out of their party and issued a press release that he was supporting the white supremacist police department, quote unquote, by voting for the mayor's budget. that kind of rhetoric takes a toll. And so now we're down a couple of thousand cops, and they can't hire anyone. So we're in a pickle here.
All right, then. Well, listen, I want people to be able to see this, you know, your REPs and, you know, mm-hmm. all of these different numbers and the dates. Where can they go, mm-hmm. Matt, for to see these tables?
Absolutely, Perry. If they go to wirepoints.org, that's wirepoints.org, they will find our article in the right-hand column. You know, this is just one of an ongoing series of data deep dives that we do, as you know, on all kinds of subjects at WirePoints,
right.
trying to bring a little bit extra to the conversation that you might not find in the mainstream media. And I know you're familiar with Ted Dabrowski.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
Ted,
so, yeah. Absolutely. So we're going to keep at it. The exodus from Illinois, the wealth leaving Illinois, the poor results in our public schools, the increasing budgets, the escalating crime, the 911 calls not being answered. We're going to continue to be all over that stuff because as taxpayers, you know, we deserve better outcomes here.
All right, then. Thank you, Matt Rosenberg. I appreciate you. When we come back, we'll continue with your call, 773-591-1690. We'll be right back.
More news, more conversation up next on WVON.